This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The State Board of Education this week funded 41 school construction projects to the tune of more than $650 million. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The state grants are funded with a mix of marijuana taxes, state land trust money, and spillover revenue from the Colorado Lottery. Districts must match the grants to get one. The projects range from roof and boiler replacements to constructing entire school buildings. Another 24 emergency grant requests were approved to improve ventilation and filtration related to COVID-19. Still, though, officials say there is an estimated $18 billion in unmet school construction needs in Colorado schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new state task force will look into child care reforms. According to Chalkbeat, that includes possibly preventing people from running illegal child care centers. The Colorado Department of Human Services launched the effort in response to the deaths of some children in unlicensed facilities in recent years. While small child care providers don't have to be licensed in Colorado, there are limits on how many kids they can care for. And a second Coloradan has won the state's $1 million giveaway for folks vaccinated against COVID-19. Stephanie Ward of Littleton says she and her husband have each worked two jobs to support their family during the pandemic. They plan to use the money to pay off debt and cover college tuition for their two children. The state will randomly pick three more winners in the weeks to come. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to Colorado Public Radio and KRCC.